This is PodTech News. I'm Catherine Girardeau. The blogosphere and the mainstream press started buzzing late yesterday with the news that my employer, PodTech Network, hired Microsoft's premier blogger, Robert Scoble, as VP of Media Development. To get some industry perspective on corporate blogging, I called up Alan Weiner. He's a research vice president with Gartner, Inc., covering the media space. I asked Weiner to give me the big picture on how companies are being affected by both official corporate bloggers and also by non-sanctioned employee blogging.
It's a ball of confusion is probably the best way to put it. And there's no, I mean, certainly if you're to compare how blogging is being used by corporations versus how it's kind of growing organically outside of corporations, it's a vastly different space because that organic nature is missing. Corporations obviously always feel the need to employ some sort of rules, and I can't argue with that. So that's the problem, is that you are basically trying to take a platform, a distribution venue that works best in a very organic world without rules, and attempting to put rules around it, sort of like, well, the development of the internet initially. And there's going to be growing pains and fits and starts before we actually see it working.
Do you see kind of an intersection happening now? Because, you know, Scoble was officially an employee of Microsoft, yet he was doing, you know, a blog that wasn't necessarily Microsoft's corporate line.
You can't compare what happened to Microsoft as to what happens at, you know, a Fortune 500 company that's not technology-based. Microsoft is, despite what people think, probably a little bit more daring than your typical, you know, multi-billion dollar corporation. They're not risk-averse. However, you know, in these Sarbanes-Oxley days, there's a lot to be considered if I'm a company selling insurance or I'm a company selling, you know, widgets or something. So I don't necessarily believe that this is, you know, the case that should be held up like, oh, see how corporate blogging works. I want to get back, though, to something that you talked about, which I think is a fascinating issue and probably goes back to some of what you know, Scoble was all about, and that is, you know, unsanctioned corporate blogging. That is an absolute tough call, and it happens in just about every organization. And, you know, there are freedom of speech issues. There are issues regarding, you know, putting out privileged information. There is, you know, alternative channel issues. So if you're a publishing company, for example, and you are a reporter, a writer, a columnist, you know, what happens if that person goes out and starts his own blog and essentially writes some things that could have been put in the newspaper or magazine? So I think it all starts with a realistic vision of how it impacts your business and making sensible rules that are, you know, spelled out and are certainly thoroughly reviewed by legal counsel.
It definitely brings up a lot of issues for companies, but it seems like blogging is here to stay and companies are going to have to figure out how to use it to their advantage. Would you agree with that?
I definitely agree with that. And, you know, I'm an example. We have a corporate blog. I mean, we have a blog that we use to disseminate content to our clients from our group at Gartner. But for the past couple of years, along mostly with Mike McGuire, I've developed a blog that has absolutely nothing to do with my job. It is not, you know, it's, I wouldn't say it's not unsanctioned. My company knows about it, and we've talked about it. And, you know, the difference is, I mean, I've been in the publishing business for a really long time. I've worked for companies like the Washington Post, so I know, you know, how you approach these things sensibly. And I don't talk about my company, and I don't, you know, use it as a venue to distribute information that belongs in my business. And, you know, I've taken a sensible approach to it. I mean, generally, I would say. And I use it as a venue to examine technologies and platforms that I can only do in a live setting.
You're using sense, you're using your own personal ethics, you've been in the industry a long time, you know your boundaries, but what you're saying, you're kind of using this as an example that corporations can't be sure that everyone is going to have the same sense of how to separate.
Well, you know, Catherine, it's true. And I think, and this is probably going to get a boo and hiss from a lot of people, I think the corporations need to, set up a policy and have people who work at that company agree to it, either as part of, you know, their employment letter, their sign-up letter, their yearly review, and so on. I think it needs to be made clear. If you work for a company, there are certain expectations. And, you know, the difference is that you have some leeway for that kind of maverick behavior at a company like Microsoft. I mean, a lot was made out of, you know, Scoble and his blog at Microsoft, but Microsoft's not an ordinary organization. And even if he criticized them publicly, what is he, the first person at Microsoft that's ever criticized a company? I think it's pretty cool because they use that as a mechanism to help them develop strategy. So I think it worked to their benefit, and they knew that pretty quickly. But for most organizations, I think you can't have that measure of latitude. There needs to be things clearly spelled out. Here's what you can do. Here's what you can't do. You can mention a company's name. You cannot mention the company's name. You can talk about an area of your expertise. You cannot talk about an area of your expertise. You need to get, you know, an email from the corporate HR department or attorney saying it's okay for you to do that. I mean, I'm just kind of throwing out things that companies could do or should do to prevent, you know, issues. I think the worst thing you could do is not have a policy, because then it's just, you know, all hell breaks loose.
Well, Alan, thanks so much for spending this time with me. It's always really fascinating to hear what you have to say. I know how much time you spend analyzing and looking at this.
Right. Well, and spend a lot of time working on my blog.
That was Alan Weiner, Research Vice President with Gartner, Inc. I talked with him today about corporate blogging. I'm Catherine Girardeau with PodTech News.